All right, yeah, so I just rolled out of bed again this morning and ended up reading this thing on Reddit, right? I always go through like all my things on the phone when I wake up because I'm living in a foreign country, man. I can't speak because my Czech is not that great, so I can't talk a lot. So I go, so this is why I'm in like a lot of social media stuff. And I came across this Reddit post, this guy asking, why wasn't I good enough? And I'm not going to read the whole thing, I'm just going to read the key part. He said, I'm soon to be a 34-year-old whose last ex is a now 27-year-old single mom with a 4-year-old, both whom I love with everything that I had, and love their mother and love the 4-year-old's mother enough that I want to spend the rest of our life with her. And then so the baby mother ended up dumping him. Now, that is like I said, it's just the circle continues with this shit. Okay. Like now, like most men with any decent, with any sense of self-respect and self-worth and self-confidence who've grown and have experience knows single mothers are the dumpster. Okay. That is the dumpster. It's for multiple, they are single mothers. Unless the father died in a car accident or something like that, or so from some unforeseen medical reason, that woman is so damaged beyond repair, it's not even funny. For multiple biological reasons and basic real life reasons, that woman is just single mothers. That there's just so many red flags in becoming a single mother that it's just not even funny on multiple levels, other than just trying to get a man's resources. But it's like everything that goes into becoming that again. And then on top of that, like I said, if the father didn't die in some, look, I got hit in the head. If the father didn't die from some unforeseen accident or something like that, it just makes it a million times worse. Also, she's also either currently fucking him, or he can fuck her if he just felt like coming around. And see, that's another deeper part to this single mother situation, is that you see, once a woman has a child with a man, she put her body through all types of stresses or stressors, however you want to say it, to have this child. And she is forever tied to this child, and this child is forever tied to him. So see, all of that 10 months of pain and all that shit, rolling over the belly and all, see, she that was imprinted onto her. You see what I'm saying? Like hard, and here you come strolling in, this single dude. Hey, my name is John. I like to pay all your shit down. Fuck your pussy. Like you have no weight in it. You see what I'm saying? Like her pussy and body has been torn inside out for this other man. So she has a bond with this other man that even if you were to come in and have a child with her after that, like you still don't reach up to that first time. It's like losing your virginity. Like that first, for some guys, I mean, this is just in the context of certain guys. Like when they lose, like that first woman they fuck real good, like everybody else is just like beneath that first, because it was the first one. You see what I'm saying? So like when you get with a single mother, man, like okay, I say this, single mothers, if you have not been dumb enough to wrestle a bear at this point, then I would not advise you go out and wrestle a bear now. Okay, if you have not been dumb enough to wrestle a bear, make it out with your life and shit still intact, if you haven't done that yet, then I would not recommend you go wrestle a bear. Okay, now if you were dumb enough like me and guys like probably me in my age bracket and younger, or I mean or older, who were dumb enough to, you know, to go out and wrestle a bear, not knowing how to wrestle a bear, and we accidentally made it out with our life still intact, then I would say, yeah, go fuck single mothers, because single mothers are the perfect fuck toys. They're usually more desperate. They're more willing to please you because they know their values drop. So that, like I said in other videos, women over 35, in my opinion, usually will be the better fucks, like as far as like actually performing in bed, because they're trying to do whatever they think you want to see to get their hooks in you. You see, now the girl in this Reddit post, she was 27. You see, so that's kind of still in that age bracket, especially if a woman only has one child in her 20s, she still has a little bit of options left. So she's not going to give you everything, but it's still going to be difficult. So this is why I say in other videos, if a woman has a child under 30, that is strictly prostitute shit. All of them are strictly hooker slash prostitute scenarios. It's just whore. I'll just say not hooker, prostitute. These are whore situations, just complete whores. You do not marry these women. You do not get in a serious relationship with these women. You don't hang out with these women unless you're talking about fucking. That's the only thing they're good for at this point. For any man who has any self-esteem or worth of knowledge of the game. Now, like I said, if you've never messed with a single mother, then I would never advise you to mess with a single mother now, because you will not know what to do in these situations. See, I know me and guys, I'm going to say me and guys my age and older, we would know how to handle it a little better, probably know a lot better, because we can pick up on a little manipulation signs and things that they're doing to try to groom you in the right direction. You see, like, we can pick up on it. So that's why I said, like, I'll go fuck with a single mother, and I know exactly what to use her for, and don't call her again and until she wants to fuck or I want to fuck, and leave it straight like that. But if you haven't dealt with the single mother yet, see, it's much more difficult to decipher in your head, okay, just because this woman's fucking doesn't mean I should give her my love type of thing. Like, it's harder for you to distinguish love, like actual love, what love really is, from chemicals in your brain that can lead you to the conclusion of thinking you're in love, if that makes any sense. So yeah, if you never mess with a single mother, I would never advise messing with a single mother. And let's say, like, because a lot of guys say women over 25 are worthless, which they pretty much are. But I agree with that. But I also go even a step deeper with it, because with today's women, because in that post, he was going on about women in their 20s that they're, you know, twerking on camera for money, looking for sugar daddies. The only way I would say get married, she has to be between the ages of 18 and 25, one. Two, she has to be actively stalking you. Like, not stalking, like peeking in your window, shit like that. But she has to be actively stalking you, in a sense, like, she always wants to know where you are. She always wants you to come eat with her. She always wants to, like, she always wants to come over all the time. Like, if she's not doing that and you're the one initiating everything, that's fucking trash. Okay, don't mess, because if you're the one initiating it, she's fucking at least four other dudes. I guarantee it. So if she's 18, 25. That's a good check. Another good check is she's initiating with you. You're not always initiating with her. That is a plus of possible marriage material. Okay. I said she always wants to go out. She always wants to eat. She always wants to come over and lay down and watch movies. She always wants to do a workaround. She always wants to read a book around you. She always wants to walk with you. Like, see, if she's always coming around you, wanting to know where you are, what you're doing, blah, 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 that's marriage material of a woman. Because if she's not doing that and you're doing all that, there's at least three other guys initiating with her, okay? So she has to be the one to initiate somewhere. And if she's not initiating with you, she's initiating with another man, okay? You just face that reality. But yeah, I was going to name this video originally, Single Mothers Are the Pit Bulls of the Dating Market. Which, and then at first it makes sense, but then when I thought about it, I think that gives pit bulls a bad name, because pit bulls can be trained, okay? Every pit bull that I've come across personally, and I'm that guy, I've heard this in a joke plenty of times. I'm the guy who'll say it. Every pit bull I've ever come across in person was always raised around children. And if anything, kids were like beating up the pit bull type shit. Like, I've never been bit by a pit bull. Like pit bulls can be trained. They get a bit. So I would say single mothers are the pit bulls of the dating market. But now that I think back on it, that's giving pit bulls a bad name, honestly. Because single mothers, I'm telling you, that is, if you have no experience with single mothers, that is, I'd say that's probably the worst route you can go. That's probably the absolute worst route. You would probably be better off just dealing with a 22-year-old whore at this point. That way you can still manipulate her. But if she's a single mother, like, Single mother is just another word for prostitute. Okay. That's just what it is. Like, okay, because I got two single mothers I fuck with now because I know how to deal with that shit. I know what to do. I know how to sniff when they're trying to groom me for a certain situation or not. And the same mother I know now, like, this goes back to a previous video I did about, you know, about when women run out. Okay, in Europe, gold digging is a little different in Europe than it is in America. Okay, so in America, let's say a guy comes from New York City. He comes to, let's say, like, Dayton, Ohio, right? Well, if the guy is always going to New York City, what that tells the woman in Ohio is this guy's worth more. I can't sink my teeth into him because he can always go out and do better. So I really don't want to fuck with him a lot. You see, that's what in America, that's kind of what it is. So the guy from New York, if he comes to Ohio, he'll have, in reality, lesser chances of getting pussy in a lot of cases from like a legit relationship. Because like that woman, it's all about value with women, you see, and where does her value rank with him? Can she sink her teeth into him or not? So in America, it almost works as a negative effect, whereas in Europe, it's more positive because women here, they're not walking around 400 pounds. They're all pretty much walking around, you know, big city ready. They just may not live in a big city. So here, if like, for instance, me, I come from America, I'm living in Prague. If I go out to a small village, let's say like Sadska, I could clean up in pussy, okay, because my English accent, I'm different, I'm black, I'm well-dressed, I'm well-educated. These women out there, like, they're like trying to get the prog. So, like, they will do anything. Like, once they know, once they hear you, once they see you, hear you and talk and blah, 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 and they know what you're about, oh, they'll do anything to deal with you here. It's almost the opposite. Because, like I said, in America, women are just generally uglier and everything. They're generally fatter, you know, all that stuff, too. But yeah, and then, oh, and don't let her be a single mother. Oh, she is going to drop the world for you. And then in the same conversation, she'll go on about how like three guys hit on her in that village. She don't got no time for those small time guys. She's going after, you know, the motherfucker walking around the Capitol because there's more money there. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's been like, but like I said, I've learned how to deal with single mothers. I was married to one. I learned how to deal with that. I made it out pretty much the best you can make it out, other than like getting alimony from her. I didn't pay a cent alimony. I didn't pay a cent any type of child support. I made it out pretty much the best you could make it out of a divorce with a single, especially with a single mother. And I'm telling you, like, if you have not been with a single mother, I cannot recommend you go out and try it. I can't. But I will tell you this. A lot of times, they'll be the best sex performers. Because, like I said, they're trying to prey on that one weaker guy to get him to get hooked on her. Pretty much like that Priya Chopra girl, whatever that bitch's name is that married the Jonas brother. She pretty much did the same thing. Pretty much, if women have children or if they just age and they're trying to hold on to their youth, they're gonna do that. And that's what, I don't know that bitch's name, Priya Chopra Rocker or something like that. The bitch who married the Jonas brothers. And that's exactly what she did. She went back and tried to get, she preyed on a solid 7 or 8 men who were clearly kind of stupid, but they still had money and they still had resources. And she, I guarantee you, I already know what she did. She gave them A1 quality throat, pussy, and asshole whenever he wanted it, however he wanted it, in hopes that at least 2 or 3 of them would get hooked on her through sex. To get her what she wants. It's unbelievable. And it's one of those things, I can't advise you fucking with a woman like that unless you've already fucked with women like that. And you have the absolute knowledge to literally kick her out to the fucking curb 2 seconds after you bust a nut in her face. You like, unless you can do that, I couldn't advise doing it. Now I'm thinking about the brothel situation. So I'm going to make part 2 of the brothel because I read a comment that for some reason YouTube didn't update. So I just read the comment asked me, what about part 2 of the brothel? So I'm going to make part 2 of the brothel right now.